Talk about heart to heart. I guess that was too much because the system crashed. I told you, you don't have to be defensive if you really learn to come from the heart, but maybe we do have to be a little protective of how the vibrations tweak and pull at our electronic support system. This electronic support system is absolutely amazing. I'm going to go back to what I started to talk about before we were crashing there. But I also want to remind us that thank you to the internet. Thank you to that electronic system. We'll keep it that way. Thank you to BBS Radio and a whole other system. There's a round-the-world process that's going on right now. You know that I've been involved in the global oneness movement. That's one thing. But this is called 1BillionRising.org. And because of historically in the patriarch or maybe just in our lack of consciousness and our defensive self-impressed defensive hoo-ha, a lot of women have been preyed upon as the weaker sex and used, violated, raped, pillaged, all the rest of it. A lot of people have, but in terms of women, it's really been up lately with the incredibly painful rape over in India. Yeah, two of them. And there's been a lot more going on. But anyway, I don't even know who set it up. I have not had 20 minutes to rub together and just explore this week. But in any case, what somebody set up was 1BillionRising.org, and you sign on there. And I think we've missed a lot of it in terms of being in the moment. But that doesn't count. I mean, it doesn't matter that much. What they're aiming for is 1 billion people all signing on to this. And a lot of people have created little dance groups around the world, and they all danced away on Valentine's night in support of women and the support of the evolution of our species so that we engage in really heartfelt expansion in our lives, community consciousness, protection of one another, no longer preying on the weaker. Not that all the women are weak, you know that, and I know that. But in any case, it really made me weep when I was so thrilled when I first read a blurb that came actually from Larry and Bernie Kofnikoff, up in Kelowna, B.C., and they're very, very much Oneness Blessings teachers. But they said they weren't going to do their usual Thursday night Oneness Blessing. They were going to do this this connection with 1BillionRising.org. And that means you just sign on. You look at the maps to see where else everybody else has signed on. And believe me, it's all over the world. And their goal is to have 1 billion people, one-seventh of our incredible inhabited planet, to focus on women and the evolution of our species so that we don't prey upon one another any longer. Or we're waking up from the heart out that our consciousness wouldn't let us do that any longer. So I really like that idea. So all the way through tonight, being Valentine's, I almost said Halloween, being Valentine's night, let's keep dropping into the heart and send our love light out to people anywhere that there's difficulty and anywhere there's these challenges, anywhere people are trying to rise to the occasion and be greater and more authentic than they ever were before, anywhere where anybody's in power, running the government, balancing their bank book, trying to deal with children and media and video games and whatever else is going on, okay? So we're going to spend tonight taking your calls. We're going to do a meditation together. I really believe in the community, the effect of a community meditation. I think it raises the frequencies, and it's sure been proven when the Maharishi Mahesh Yogis group did their three-month stint over in Washington, D.C. and dropped the crime rate incredibly much in that period of time. There have been actual scientific studies showing what happens when you get the coherence going on in the collective focus and consciousness. And that's what a lot of the BBS shows are about, is sending out frequency, and all of us that are involved in sending them, or all of us involved in receiving them, or how joined we all are heart to heart throughout the world, We're making a difference. We're making a difference. So here it is, Valentine's Day, and it makes us all think about love, not just possessive love. You're mine, I'm yours. More like, am I able to love? One of the cards I bought, I didn't get my card sent out this year, but it was really wonderful. It's a Mother Teresa quote that says something like, the gift in love is in loving itself, something like that. And I thought, now that's just perfect. It's like when you are loving, it just promotes love, doesn't it? And it goes round and round and round. And I remember talking to Jack Hawley about his walk through the Bhagavad Gita, walk through for Westerners. And I loved it. He's a very gentle, very conscious man. And what he said near the end is, remember, in all the challenges through the big epic poem of war and battle and swindling and all those things that were going on 8,000 years ago that are going on right now, he said, remember, no matter what goes on, our goal is always to be able to feel the love and to be the love. And I love that. When he said that, I just felt this kind of, almost a peacefulness of comprehension. It just brought everything together in a beautiful sparkling nugget there, didn't it? So here it is, Valentine's. Let's celebrate such a thing. You work on all your inner issues, and so do I. And we learn to really feel the love of this stew in which we find ourselves. Pardon? Oh, right. Yeah, Bob's reminding me. He said one of the things we've done is we've put podcasts, this wonderful Mike who's helping us with marketing lately and making changes, and we just put the Jack Hawley show on the Bhagavad Gita. It's really good. We just podcasted that, so you can just go ahead and suck it into your iPhone or iPod or whatever else you've got and listen to it, because I think it's really... A lot of us aren't going to really study the Bhagavad Gita the way he did, but his dedication, his integrity, his spiritual awareness, it was great enough for him to do 3 intense years of both research and writing to bring it home to you. And the whole battle that they talk about throughout that is the learning to tame the monsters of anger, jealousy, rage, competition, doodly-doo, blah-blah-blah. We've been there, been there, been there. The whole thing is about that. It doesn't matter what's on the outside, and so you might want to listen to it. It's all about love. And I wanted to say one other thing, which I started to say before we had the little break in our electronic support, was that lately we've been working with, as you pare down the number of defenses and you allow your love to grow and shine, and you connect with others on that level and so on. It's been very interesting for me to be shown over and over lately, and it came up from Julia Assant in a very linear fashion. But I see a lot of spirits. I've worked with spirits for a long time. But the actual calling in of beings with whom you might have some retributional kind of sort of payback karma, the kind where... you hurt me and left me, and we died that way, so I have this ache around you, so if we meet, there'll be some kind of big drama, trying to bring some resolution up, blah-bitty-blah. So that means that we've had these little attachments to one another. I mean, if you work on that premise, we have these attachments to one another. So my belief, and I'm not really talking about me here, I'll just say if somebody believes that they're really bad, because they were really horrible in a life and somebody they adored, they managed to kill or something like that. Okay, it's a really sort of thumbnail black and white drama. And then you call in that spirit. You can feel, they will very often come, and you can feel where their attachment to you and your attachment to them in the form of either a limitation or belief, resistance or something, that comes up and you get to feel where it is in your body. And then the attachment can be released through our higher selves, our guides and angels, our consciousness, and our intention. And when that's released, I'm not saying people go, boing, I'm now free. But people start feeling more of their own, you know, we'd like to be authentic, and people begin to feel more and more of their own authentic beingness. It's very odd. It's hard to explain. When I go through it for myself, for example, I get these very interesting periods of feeling a strength that I don't ever remember having. This funny little, they can be very small shifts. But the other thing that I keep seeing a lot of lately is that as we unhook that kind of thing, then the spirit that we're working with at the time is also free to evolve, move. They are just as released as we are. Kind of interesting, isn't it? And then I saw an ad recently, a trailer for a movie with all these zombies, and then this woman who falls in love with, I didn't see very much, just a little bit, but I was chuckling because she falls in love with this zombie, and then between them with the love and the understanding, going back to love, the zombie gets to be moved into a higher and higher consciousness, and finally all the zombies are moving up and out. And I was thinking about all these spirits on the other side that are wanting, like we, they're wanting a shift as well. So instead of playing out in this kind of, instead of being fastened to the wheel, so to speak, they're managing to be freed, and you can free them, and I can free them, and we're all free. I don't think I'm going to rush off and see the zombie movie, but I thought it was appropriate timing for all the work I've been worrying about and working on. We've had a couple of callers over the last few months who are working diligently on that particular style of healing, and I hope that they might call in tonight. And if not, somebody will call in tonight, because it doesn't matter what you're going through right now. If you call in, we can find some higher purpose, or we can find some release aspect. We can find out what your soul journey is after, or we can find out what your earth plane journey could be soothed by, or something. You know, it's always wonderful. My guides and angels love you all. They love us all, and they all know what shenanigans we're up to, too. I mean, we don't have to be perfect or put on your Sunday best to talk to these wonderful beings who coalesce around us all to guide us, tweak our cheeks, and pat our bottoms, and all the things that they do, or whisper in our ear, or present synchronicities, or help us find synchronicities more easily. Priceless kids of our evolution. So let's all join each other and do a meditation for manifestation and healing. And in that meditation, we're going to be bringing in somebody who needs some help and healing, and we're going to bring in, some of them come in for healing who are strangers. I have no idea who they are. So we just bring in people like that, and if you have an idea about what you want to manifest in your life, let's make sure we really wrap energy around that, or we ignite it with wonderful healing energy. So close your eyes. Couple of deep breaths to exchange the tension. And let's call in a golden light about 2 miles above our heads and about 40 feet below our spine. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your head, through your spine, all the way down into the lower golden ball. Now you're on a skewer, aren't you? You're on the ladies and gentlemen. And now let's drop in our octahedron, our eight-sided figure. So you drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. Move it out from your body so you have space. And then a matching pyramid. It's a lot shorter, but it's upside down, and its point goes into the lower golden ball. So you've got these two four-sided pyramids pushed together base to base so that they're now an eight-sided figure, octahedron. And inside that, there's a beautiful crystal ball. You create the crystal ball. And I always see it shimmering with tremendous spectral hue. It's very beautiful. And inside of that, there's the star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional star of David. And who is inside it but you are? Now remember, you've got this filament of light running right through your spine. So as I said before, you're on a spit. So now I'm going to get you to spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Good. And now whilst you're spinning, take a look in front of you. We have some magical screens. Yeah. And the first screen is you. What is it you want to become? Unfettered, free, wanting to fly like the breezes through dimensions consciously. Huh. That sounds like a good one, doesn't it? Whatever it is you want to become, realize, rich, famous, whatever you want, okay? What you want to become. That's not a project so much. It's just like a true becoming. I want to be awakened. I want to be activating an amazing agility amongst dimensions. And I want to come from the heart. Yeah. And so as we set up what it is we're wanting to create, right? Then you just focus on it and focus on it and put all the pieces together and then see yourself getting there. All of a sudden you've arrived at whatever is the goal you've set for yourself. Clap your hands, smile, wrap it in light. And now we move to the next screen, and the next screen is one where you make a little movie about what it is you want to create at this time in your life. Okay? And it can be home and family, it can be a book, it can be a CD, it can be a huge world travel, it can be loads of money, it can be anything you want. Create it. See all the resources coming to put together your project. Mm-hmm. And when it comes together and all the pieces come together, when all those pieces come together, good. Then you see, you clap your hands and be excited, and now see all the resources that are required to sustain your project as long as it's the length of style you want. You know, you might want it to be short, you might want it to be forever, but let's see all the resources coming to complete your project and sustain it. Mm-hmm. And now the next one, wrap that in light, move it over to the side. The next one is the Galactic Healing Center, and that's where you have a circle of healing guides. They're your guides, however you see them. What do they look like? Who are they? And they're going to ring a table, a very beautiful healing table. First person that comes in and lies on the table is you, or in my case, me. So you lay on the table. Good. And then your guidance will work with you. If you have something you want them to do, want them to help you heal, that's fine. But if not, they'll tell you what it is you might like. I'm getting a lot of information right now. Are you? Might want to jot down something that they tell you about yourself. Okay, now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. You can really feel it start to buzz, can't you? And now the next person, these are children. I'm going to bring in a bunch of children and video games. It's something that's very distressing, so we want our healing guides to help us with that. Because if a lot of it is about our authenticity, if a lot of our life is like learning to find out what our gifts are and to heal a lot of the limitations that we were born with or that we're raised in, when we look at the video games and we hear all these horror stories about, you know, violence and hooly hoo and what stress hormones and strategic rage and all of that that can come from, I don't know what to believe anymore, but having talked to a number of people recently, I'm going, okay, let's ask the guides and angels to work with children or the psyche of children and some sort of defense or protection from these video games or some sort of interruption in the way they affect people and kids. Yeah, I think the danger is really just beginning to show. And I could be wrong, so let's ask for some big healing on that, whatever that looks like. And I have some really interesting kids here. They're all around 6, 8, 10, right up to 20 or so. And some of them are just rabid with these games. And interestingly enough, the guys are going around to different people's heads, hearts. It's interesting, isn't it? Wrap that in light and move it over to the side, and they will keep working on these young people, that they feel the pulse of their own divinity coming through and their authenticity. Rather, in a peaceful fashion, in a loving fashion, they need to find their own love as well, don't they? Now let's bring in someone else. Let's see, who else? I have someone in mind. Oh, here's a woman who she's had a terrible time for about 13 years. She took off to find herself and find her spiritual direction, was totally besieged with PTSD and some other things. And right now she's undergoing like extreme poverty, a desire to be a healer, and nothing seems to work. So she's working with a tremendous, what would I call it? The guides are using the term karmic registry. I keep hearing people say, oh, there is no such thing as karma. There is a lot of karma. La, 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 la. So what I like to say is the karma, from when I talk about it, is really how I understand it, is leftover restrictions. For example, if you do self-judgment because of things that happened in other lives and that you still feel badly about it, I would call that karma. It's not just because it's payback and God's smacking you over the head. Anyway, it looks like... I just want to see her free of that. I want to see her encounter, I want them to help her a lot, encounter the freedom it will take for her to discover, to have the courage and the safety enough to discover more of who she is and bring her partnership and not leave her isolated and alone, because she has something in her. That's well, we all do, right? But there's something in her that's very gifted. So we're just asking them to work on her for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Good. And it seems to bring the energy up to a much higher level right away. All right. And now wrap that in light and put it over to the side. Now, there's a lot going on in the world, global economy, and I'm not very good at following news, which I think I've said to you, I have admitted that. A lot of us in metaphysics are like this. I feel I'm kind of ignorant by choice a lot of the time. But I have Bob, who's not, and he's been explaining things. So this whole thing, and I've known this part, there's a lot of things I already know or have read about. But there's this thing about, in America, you know, this whole thing about being entitled with Social Security and Medicare and all these things because the country's so broke. In the meantime, it's firing off missiles and bombs, and there's a whole bunch of very billionaire-ish kinds of companies and corporations that put their money in offshore systems so they don't have to pay taxes. So I'm not sure where the entitlement word should apply, but we won't get into that. This is not a political lecture tonight. But I heard that as Dell Computers came over to privatize a company, and they actually brought money from an offshore account, brought it into the States, and paid the taxes in order to validate their onshore or on land project. And you know what? All I could think about, and I don't even know if this is true, but this is how it feels, is that this may be a herald of the kind of shift where outsourcing is moving back home and the Book of Revelations has been opened and the moths are all flying out of it. And we're realizing how much corruption and deception has gone on. And I felt like, oh, maybe this is a sign that they're going to start to open their hearts and start to bring back some of the wealth and bounty to this country, because there's no real excuse for the incredible lack here, or the eradication of the middle class and so on. So let's bring in some beautiful, beautiful light. That's because you and I know that there are tremendous universal downloads coming on, and they're coming down. And I always talk about the oneness blessings, but Bhagavan is, and Amma are sending it. They're actually harvesting or heralding the use of those for the evolution of our species. And I want us to do that as well, to call in these downloads, which are sometimes discombobulating us, and send them in through the top of your head, down into your heart, whirling around in your heart, and now moving down your arms and your hands, and radiating out your hands. And then let's pat those incredible high-frequency gifts that are coming in from the universe. Apparently they're throughout a lot of universes, not just here. And just have them patted from your hands to various parts of the globe where you see and perceive difficulties, unfairness, power issues, dominance, more of the old paradigm where if I've got it, you don't, vice versa, the guy with the biggest club wins, that sort of thing. We want that to be healed so it becomes a win-win, and the collective itself is a fruitful source of both evolution and healing of the planet, healing of one another, and radiating into the universe. So we're going to bring in another download of this. I see it as kind of golden, apricot, peachy, salmony colored energy coming into the top of the head again, coming down through the heart and out the arms and hands, and patting. You pat the whole world, all the hot spots, sore spots. Yeah. And have it go round and round and round our planet. Come into our hands, up our arms, and swirl around in the heart, back up to the top of the head, and back out into the great central sun. And I want you to, I'm thinking there's several people, but anyway, we can talk about other people after we've finished our meditation. So now I'd like you to turn around and close the Galactic Healing Center, hop into your star tetrahedron, and start to spin and spin and spin yet again, yet again, yet again. And as you spin off those old trapped frequencies. Good. That's great. And now I want you to, here I am, here, back on the planet, and I'd love to be talking to you. So how about calling in to BBS Radio? The numbers are right there on your screen. Call in and we will talk about your world and your life and what's going on. Carol, I haven't managed to talk to you for about a week now, so if you're there, please do call in. Last week I wasn't even on the air because I had a little emergency and had to run to emergency, which is kind of interesting. Call in 888-627-6008 and tell us what's going on in your world. Are you experiencing the shift? How's Valentine's for you? How is love for you? And are you dancing? Did you dance today for 1billionrising.org? Goody, you're just in perfect timing. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, Veronica. It's Kim from Louisiana.
Hi, Kim. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, you too.
Are you having a Valentine's celebration?
I'm here a little bit of echo. I'm calling because I'm so, I want to say I'm so proud of you, and I'm so delighted in just being able to follow the spiritual journey thing that you're doing.
Aw, thank you, Kim.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so kind of what happened was John ended up getting an iPod, and then I discovered that Paradigm Shifters was on iTunes, right?
Yeah.
And, isn't that cool? So the thing is, okay, you should have Radiance by Design should be a paradigm shifter so that you can kind of advertise what you do on Thursday nights. in your show on Tuesday. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you for that. That's very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other thing is, like, I have to say that you have, I'm very into the awakening thing, and I have my own reservations and everything, but the oneness blessing, you really, you were a highlight of my, it was Sherry Greenwood.
Right. Wasn't she good? Yeah, Green Street, I think. Green Street.
Yeah. Green Street? Okay, it was, yeah, her show, yeah, absolutely. Her show and all the hullabaloo about 2012, the end of the world, we're doing all this stuff, you know, we're going to, whatever. The Oneness Blessing show was so powerful to me and so hopeful, you know, and really concise. In a way that just was missing from everything else, and I was like, "Yay!"
And she's so grounded, isn't
it? December.
And
yeah.
Isn't she grounded?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my.
Really wonderful.
Thank you.
Really, really wonderful.
Good. Well, I should pass that on, or maybe you could write to her.
I don't know if you know. There's a show by, I think her name is Dr. Patricia Keel on Unity FM. And it's like called the Oneness Blessing Show or something like that, or the Awakening Show or Deeksha or something. Anyway, all she does is interview people who are awakened Oneness Blessing givers.
Oh, now, is that Patricia Keel? That could be Patricia Keel.
Yeah. Yeah, Patricia Keel. Right.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting show. I want to make sure that you knew about it.
Thank you. Yeah, I keep wanting to tune in. Sometimes I'm so busy with my own stuff, but I did interview her, you know.
Oh, cool. No.
Yeah. She's a wonderful, wonderful being. Huh?
Yeah. And then what about, I was going to suggest Courtney Brown for Paradigm Shifters, especially the Judas Project. It's really fascinating.
What's the Judas Project? Do you want to tell us?
Yeah, he didn't tell remote viewers, but he decided to have them remote view Judas, and he, based on his own theory that Seth, in the Roberts books, right, that mm-hmm. Seth was right about Judas, and that what happened was that there was a conspiracy, and there was a mentally ill man that was indeed crucified. And I did some research on the internet, which is really kind of interesting, but it seems to back that up beyond, like, there's additional stuff material beyond what he was quoting. But anyway, so the whole thing is that what he kind of got from it was that it was kind of the resurrection itself was kind of I hate to be blasphemous, but kind of a scam, that indeed there was a mentally ill man that was crucified in Jesus' place, but Jesus and Judas set it up so that they could kind of get Jesus out of this hot spot.
Oh, my.
And, so that he wouldn't have to die. Yeah, but it's really fascinating. And the other thing, you know, what Courtney does is, you know, he's really kind of grounded in this whole thing about, you know, we live on this causal plane, and once you get high enough, ascend high enough, the duality of good and bad disappears, and it's all experience.
And oh, okay.
It's all experience for compassion and learning anyway. So and so I thought, I was thinking about that with what, you know, the whole Dharma thing, you know, it's the Dalai Lama's Dharma to spread Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism all over the world, which is why he had to be exiled, which is why he had to get through all the problems. And so it's all about Dharma and karma and transcending this duality. So I thought, I don't know, I was thinking about all that stuff while you were talking, so I just thought I'd share.
I love that. You've just given us a really wonderful kind of thumbnail of great thoughts, which is my favorite thing in the world, actually. Let's all think about this and really let it gestate some new consciousness in us. So I appreciate you, Kim.
Oh, yeah. So I'm still kind of going through the crap that I'm going through, but I actually am doing much better. But are you getting anything about, I'm moving to mediation, and I'm hoping to get my ex's signature so that he can give me sole custody and I can move out of the state. And I'm kind of optimistic that he's going to sign. I've kind of retained a mediator to help me with this, and she seems
pretty sick,
really
isn't he, right now? Isn't he sick?
I would say that he probably is.
I think you're going to get it because he's getting weaker, and I would just send him a lot of love, and I would use the sacred geometrics and everything, get my hands on before you do, because there's a crack coming up in his defense, and he will sign.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Because he's really vulnerable. But I do have another caller waiting, and I better just give that other person a chance. But big hugs to you, Kim, and happy Valentine's, and may your heart keep growing because it's getting bigger and bigger by the minute.
Thank you so much, and you too.
All right.
And tell Bob I said hi. Happy Valentine's Day.
He's waving back at you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Hello, caller. You've been patient, but I appreciate you waiting.
This is Carol. Kansas.
Hi, Carol. I'm glad to hear from you. I got very tied up, so we've missed each other this week. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I figured you were probably busy.
Yeah, it got crazy here. But you, my friend, look stronger, so tell us all what's going on with you. Carol's had a lifetime of pain, and we've been working with it through the detachment of spirits.
Well, I feel like I'm making progress. However, I want to be overdone, finished with this.
I always say the same thing. I'm not good at time, Carol. Most spirits aren't, because they don't live in the temporal, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's just take a look now. The first, okay. Now we're seeing. Hey, now this is interesting. I'll give you don't mind if I give people a thumbnail of what we've been looking at, do you?
Oh no, go right ahead. I'm glad to share.
Okay. She says, "Take it all." Anyway, we found a place where Carol had been involved in her own power struggle way back. And that was very, very difficult for you to make peace with. And then you've been acting out parts of it where you were abusive or where you were abused. And the whole thing has been coming from sort of a relentless playing out of suppressions, I guess we put it. Does that make sense? Does that sound about right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So what we're seeing today is that part of Carol, that cellular, that lifetime in which she was living, well, there was a fellow involved, there was a spirit involved with that too, but the split between you and that one where you were very, very high at a certain level and you were also a power out of control at another level, and then he was kind of a match set to that, and he was pretty intense. So that part of you looks very different right now. We're going to work on seeing if we can unhook that. Making me burp, actually. Just a sec. Why I burp is if I get empathically involved in the gastrointestinal storage of it, then I burp it out. So it's not a good idea to take on other people's energy, but it's happened to me periodically. So they're just saying here that you're unraveling some of the mystery of being that woman who has had a self-doubt, a huge being caught deep within herself in a very, very suppressive dichotomy. Talk about living in a dualistic world, eh? This is way. Now, can you feel that? It's right in the chest and in the stomach and in the belly area. And in that dichotomy, in that dualistic aspect of your willfulness, your drive, your intense power, there's been a almost like I have to contain myself because I might be terrible, something like that, a real judgment on that level. But it's not just a judgment. It's like judgment, deep, 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 you with you. Can you get in touch with that feeling?
In other words, I'm afraid I might misuse that power again.
Yeah, you're afraid you might misuse it. But even in that lifetime, in that experience, you were having a very, when you awakened to it, you had a very deep kind of a crushing experience of knowing how dark and out of control you could get. it was something like it was like an addiction in the sense that you couldn't do, you couldn't seem to work with it at all. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And all we need to know here is it's like a slice right down the inner part of you, and part of it is out of control and dark, and there's a part of you that's flailing inside, wanting that to be tamed. And there's a part of you that's just so brilliantly bright and helping and creative and loving. And it's just like, and it all came from reaction. I'm not going to try to mine all of it. It'll be here for 6 months. Because we are that deep. We're millions of years old, aren't we? And this being that you were involved in, he was more, you know how it is sometimes we get into our passion in a sexual relationship or something of that
mm-hmm.
ilk, and he... You couldn't live without him. You know that kind of experience?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that push-pull, push-pull. And that didn't show up for in all the work we've done in the past till right now, as if it's just starting to loosen the stays of the corset, if you know what I mean. We're sort of put
mm-hmm.
together. We have these incredible patterns that come together in like the fabric of our soul, it seems, and yours is coming looser. And when I said you look way better, you do. You look stronger. And there's much more clarity way down deep in your soul's journey. Your legs are buzzing for me right now. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Because there should be a release coming up, and I don't know how long it's going to take, Carol. There you go. And the guides are asking you, it's sort of at the point, this is at the point where the difficult attachments are you with you, aspects of you, and they can be triggered by some of these others, and we've seen lives where you've lived out some of those things, but today they're showing this nucleus of duality in you that has caused you tremendous pain. There you go. Do you have problems in your liver? Do they often say that?
People have pointed out, that I do have a very toxic liver.
Because I want to say that when it comes up, the way we're talking about that tremendous duality, like a nugget, like a nut inside of you, with that, your liver goes kind of bonkers. And I'm going, ha! So we've got some kind of thumbnail focus point of being able to go in and say, okay, and people at home can do this too. We wrap yourselves in light so we don't do each other's and we just get confused about who's doing what. But then drop inside and ask your higher guidance to feel that tight, like that tight, like a nut with the duality in it. And it's just really tight and it's holding itself in the essence of your being, way into the core of your being. When we say that, your feet get funny. And this isn't only true for Carol. It's true for a lot of people out there. I can feel it. Somebody's got it right in between the shoulder blades. Somebody's got it in the heart. Carol's got it in the liver. But you've got it all through your body, Carol. It's just you've got emphasizing points. And we're asking our angels and guides for help as we command, first of all, awareness. We're bringing up this issue of an completely buried inside of ourselves a duality. We're bringing it up and we're asking our higher guidance for total release of that now. Say to them, okay, take it. I'm giving it back to you. I don't need it anymore. You see, because what we believe right now, and I say right now because my beliefs are always unfurling like some kind of flag, it seems. And the beliefs move. It's almost like they're stuck in parts of our being, and then once we get them, they move quite well. Something else might come up behind it, because what I'm believing at this point is that if we can get this moving, your soul's journey, which is like we were talking about, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but your soul's journey is demanding to move to the higher consciousness, to move out of these traps of what's commonly called the wheel. Right? There you go. Now, can you feel that? What do you feel in your body when I do this?
Well, right now I'm feeling just a tremendous amount of real sharp pain, basically in my spine. or to my spine.
Is it on the right side?
On both sides.
Okay.
All the way up and down the spine.
Okay.
And a lot of heat.
Okay. We're asking, and when I asked you where you felt it, I'm seeing a band right around your heart area as well. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
You can say no to me. You don't have to agree with me. I won't beat my pillow with stops and so on. There you go. Okay, we're going up.
Now, the heart area you're talking about right in the center of the chest, right?
I'm going to run some energy up through your spine and help you ease that, and then I'll have to go to the next caller or we'll be out of time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Let's talk over the weekend, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks for your call, Carol. Let me know what happened.
Okay. Blessings.
Blessings to you. And how's everybody doing? Wrap yourselves in light and shoot some light through you to move that energy that came up. That was very intense, and I want to make sure Carol's feeling all right. Just run energy through your body and release yourself. And if there's a question and you feel attacked or you feel weighed down or something, just keep running the light through and ask your angels to take it and gift you, because you're on your way into a wonderful shift. I know you are. Now we have a caller on, and good evening. You're on the air.
Bonnie, it's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. How are you doing?
It's me again. I got through again.
Welcome, Nadia.
I know. Thank you. Since I last talked to you, I've had a hypnotherapy session that absolutely released the trauma in my arm and in my body, in my mind.
Yay.
Feeling different.
And this fellow, he's new at it, too. He's going to be very good, eh?
I think he is. It's a gift. We're doing an exchange. After two more sessions, I'm going to teach him Reiki.
Good stuff. No, this is very good. I'm excited for you. So do you have a question for me?
Me? I do. I saw my orthopedic surgeon yesterday, and he's, I would say, one of the unenlightened. He thinks this is like a 1 or 2 year healing process for me, and that I'm not ever going to be able to go back to the work I was doing before, which I don't want to do anyway.
Right.
But I'm thinking, I'm feeling kind of stuck inside, and I think thinking of doing more guided imagery work or something that uses my voice instead of my hand so much, looking for more direction now. And there's also a financial opportunity that, through my partner, that looks like it could be easy. And I'm not jumping on it really enthusiastically, but I think there's a potential there for something that's income-related.
Is it a small business that he's doing?
No, not really. It's like a network that's kind of a shopping loyalty thing that started in Europe. It's been operating for about 10 years there. But if there's only so much time for this call, so I'm prepared to sort of leave that question to the side and focus more on.
Okay, so I want to go back to the bones. Now, you broke your wrist, right? You hurt your wrist.
Yeah.
And it's the left hand?
My right. It's my right, my dominant hand.
Because I feel this, that you have the total, you have the ability to move energy through it in such a way. You see, if we say right hand, right wrist, or any of that, we say, okay, how I reach for what I want, and that's been tricky for you in this life. So if I were you, I'd really call forth so many beliefs about that. Everybody at home do that, too. You say, I'm going to reach for what I want, and then a lot of people's arms go dead. And I want you to do something about releasing, because this is your chance to transform. And I think you're going to startle that orthopod, frankly, darling. I think you're going to startle him with the fact that it's going to be like a 4-month process left so far. You've already done a lot of it.
Yeah.
But it's it's a conclusion to a whole chapter of who you've been. And if you listen to Carol, it might be of a whole lifetime of who you've been. But we'll just call it a chapter right now, make it simple.
Yes.
And you got to keep your sense of humor up.
Okay.
You're going to get some money. You're going to get a settlement, right?
Some kind. It might be just my vacation pay, but still something.
No, you're going to do a legal thing, aren't you?
Well, it's still ongoing. There might it's a messy fight. But maybe okay.
You have money coming up. A, B, I don't like the network thing. C, I do like your partner's got a small business idea that I think is a nice grounding kind of thing. And D, you ought to be doing healing work, honey, and it might take you a little while to round that up, but I would do energy, consciousness, belief structure, and those various things that you know already.
Yeah.
And you're going to, I'll tell you what, Nadia, you're going to be a lot more confident after this little fiasco you've been through.
I've got to be. Otherwise, what for? What's it for? I've got to gain strength. We don't have forever on the earth plane anyway.
Well, we don't want to, do we?
No, really. But I want to do it better than I have been.
Well, we want to do it gracefully. Remember, everybody, this. Did you see that $1BillionRising.org?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Jane Fonda started that.
Did she?
Jane Fonda. I saw her on some talk show last night. Jane Fonda started it, I believe.
Oh, I thought it was Eve Ensler, but it doesn't matter. Maybe it's several of them.
It could be, but she's part of it anyway. Jane Fonda is part of that.
It doesn't matter except a billion to connect a billion people. That is powerful, and that is changing
our
species. So, but I see you, and I go, you're going to be really powerful in a little while, and you haven't been in this lifetime yet.
I haven't. I need to be.
And you're beautiful, and you're talented, and frankly, I'm glad you broke your hand because it shook up something that's been stuck in you your whole life, honey.
Yeah. And well, I needed to make a clean break from work, and I did that. And I needed to release my grip on what I was holding on to.
Yeah, because it's my life. Thank you very much. I have to go because we're out of time. But
Thank you, Ronnie.
Much love to you.
I love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks. Big heart
to
heart, say.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Nadia. Hearts to hearts,
goodbye.
Everybody. Everybody out there, thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design and all the other wonderful vibrances of consciousness that are going on out there that we're all flapping our arms and flying with them. So please check my website, veronicaentwistle.com. I'd love to get feedback from you. There's an Ask Veronica button. Woohoo! Also, we have podcasts of Paradigm Shifters, and maybe, as Kim says, get Radiance in there as well as a Paradigm Shifter. Yeah, that was a good combination. I'd sure love your feedback. Let's take a deep breath and then send out blessings to one another. I intend that you all feel blessed. And I'm so grateful that you listened to Radiance by Design. Much love. Good night.